Get Fact with Darren Moore.
I'm amped, Moore. Hit us.
All right, let's see what I can help you with today. You know what? When we were in lockdown, what was the most watched thing?
Netflix.
No, I mean, the episode or series. Something that everyone watched. Every single person watched. There was that.
That King thing?
The Tiger King.
Tiger King.
Oh, yeah, Tiger
everyone
King.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Started with Tiger King and ended with My Octopus Teacher. So we were full circle of humanity.
Yes.
All right. Not the Americans.
Yeah.
Americans, where they granted very limited lockdowns, very limited stay at homes. This is what they watched, and they did the math. They took all the Americans that streamed this series, added it all up together, and it turns out in the year 2020, Americans watched 108,000 years of The Office.
108,000 years?
Jeez, like it.
What a waste of time. No, The Office is great. I just mean, think about how much other stuff you could have done in that time.
During lockdown.
108,000 years.
108,000 years. Yeah.
Of the American one, I presume.
No, but the thing is, people collecting data, analytics and stuff, have had a lot of time in their hands.
Yeah.
2020.
Yeah. Exactly.
So 2021,
true,
you're going to be filled with a lot of these. Also, long beards became unfashionable during the 1900s as concerns about hygiene rose. In 1916, essay written, The Menace of Whiskers, Edwin F. Bowers wrote, "There is no way of computing the number of bacteria, noxious germs that may lurk in the Amazonian jungles of a well-whiskered face."
Oh, no.
So there was a reason why we cropped our faces. Sky and I have sort of we've gone back to the pre-1916 rules. And I just want to ask, with the three of us in the room, am I the only one who shampoos my beard? Because I soap my body and shampoo my head and my beard. Right?
No,
am I the only one who shampoos?
No, you're not the only one.
Kerry?
I mean, my beard I shampoo also. Yeah. It makes sense though, guys. I mean, let's be honest, without naming names of places, any hair in the body deserves a little shampoo.
A little bit of a shampoo.
Maybe even a condush.
Giant soap, shampoo, or just a rinse?
No. Shampoo, bro.
Do you give it a good shampoo?
Yeah, proper.
Shampoo condition?
Like lax kind of vibes.
Blow dry?
No.
Sanitize.
No.
A detangle.
Blow dry. I don't think
that's. Have you ever taken one of those combs to your beard?
Not now, but remember when I grew it and then Darren shaved me off, remember?
Don't Darren shave me off. You lost the beard.
I lost the beard, I did, but then, I could. It's quite nice, really. Like, you're looking at yourself in the mirror and you just like.
Very like Questlove.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
and you
cool.
guys are like this one. You know, a lot of us have dietary restrictions as a result of our work or our, restrictions.
Yeah.
Real restrictions in our diet. Some of them are imposed as far as lactose and gluten are concerned.
Yeah.
And some of them are a necessity for our jobs.
Yes.
And here is a career that if you love garlic, you could not have this career. Ninjas are not allowed to eat garlic in case the smell of it could give off their secret location. So ninjas,
unless they put it in their shoe.
Strangely enough, that's the only way they can taste garlic.
Yeah.
So they keep it.
It's
you. It was a callback.
Well done.
Did it happen?
Yes.
Yeah, mate, it happened.
What happened?
It happened. Darren Moore, we just got fact.
Yes.
Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.